正在播送流行美语。 Larry 在跟李华商量去什么地方度假，他们会用到两个常用语 make up your mind 和 live within your means。
李华， do you want to go to Toronto?I did a little research and found some really cool tours, and...
Larry, 我不是很想去多伦多耶。我想去个有热带风情的地方。
Tropical?
没错。你说加勒比海怎么样？
The Caribbean? Wow, that is very tropical, actually. I know someone who went there last summer. Let me give him a call.
不过啊，我又非常想去泰国。那里的水果和美食太诱人了。
What? Thailand? Make up your mind, Li Hua.
Makeup? 化妆？你在说什么啊？
No, not the makeup you put on your face. To make up your mind means to make a choice and to stick to it.
Oh, to make up your mind 就是拿定主意。
Yeah, for example, it often takes you a long time to make up your mind when it comes to what to wear when we go out.
这倒是诶，出门前啊，我总是不能决定要穿哪身衣服。
And what about your friend at school that couldn't decide which class she wanted to take?
没错，那位同学啊，他特别爱学习，什么课都想选，可是一学期的时间也就那么多，选修课的数量是有限的。I wish she would make up her mind. 我啊，希望她能快点做出决定。
Yeah, exactly. Indecisive people can sure be annoying sometimes, especially when they cause others to waste time.
Larry, 你说的这个 indecisive people, 犹豫不决的人是在说我吧？哎，我也很想定下旅行的目的地啊，可是真的是有太多好玩的地方，我实在拿不定主意嘛。
What about money? We can drive to Toronto. Thailand would be extremely expensive. Airfare alone would cost us a couple $1,000s. We do have to live within our means, after all.
你说的Live within our means, 那是什么意思啊?
The phrase living within your means means to live within the limits of your financial situation, or in other words, not spending more money than you can afford to spend.
Oh, to live within your means, 就是量入为出,不过度消费的意思。
That's right. And if we are to live within our means, we certainly cannot afford a vacation in Thailand.
你是说从我们的经济情况考虑去泰国花销太高我们承受不了，可是你工作那么久了不是已经攒些钱了吗？
Not that much money. I'm just an entry-level worker. It will take some years of saving up money before I can afford things like tropical vacations.
哈，还得再攒好几年才能来个热带风情之旅啊。哎 Larry, 这啊只怪你平时不知节省，你看你老是去外面饭馆吃饭，就要比在家里吃贵多了。
So, if I were living within my means, we'd have enough money for a nice vacation.
对啊，如果你平时消费节制一点，我们现在就能去泰国啦。
But Li Hua, I just don't have time to cook. And plus, I'm not that good at it. And there are things about your spending habits that could change too, like cutting out some of your shopping. That would definitely help you live within your means.
啊你让我也减少支出，少买东西，多存钱啊，这个嘛。
Make up your mind, Li Hua. Do you want to save money or not?
那好吧，我下决心存钱吧。
Don't sound so depressed, Li Hua. We can still go on vacation this year and still be living within our means. We just need to find a place closer to home. But first, let's make up our minds on where we want to go.
好吧，希望我们真能做到，既能愉快旅行，又不让荷包大出血。不过，我不想去多伦多，哎，我想去海边啊。
How about South Carolina? It will take a while to get there, but we could drive.
南卡罗来纳，那里有美丽的沙滩吗？
Absolutely.
那贵吗？
We would still be living within our means if we go there. What do you think?
是吗？我们能承受得起旅行的花费。让我想想，让我想想。对了 ，Larry， 我忽然想到，哎，如果我们去海边，那我肯定要花很多钱买漂亮的游泳衣啊、太阳镜、裙子什么的。哎，算了算了，还是要不我们去多伦多吧。
Make up your mind, 李华。
各位听众，今天李华学了两个常用语，一个是 to make up one's mind， 意思是拿定主意；另外一个是 to live within one's means。意思是量入为出，不过度消费。